Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search for the Rob O'Donnell Show. And if you want to listen to us on your smart speaker, just ask it to play WILK News Radio. So, something happened this weekend that I did not think would happen. Penn State has fired head football coach James Franklin after a very close game, but another loss at home in a game that they were expected to win. Interim head coach has been named. Jake, what do you think? What is it, $48 million buyout, I think they were saying?
That's what they're saying.
I didn't think it would happen. Listen, last week, right after the game, he blamed everything but himself. But the next day, he took responsibility. So I think we talked about this, and I think he was spoken to by the athletic director. This recent game, he immediately took responsibility. So I think somebody obviously definitely said something to him, and right after that, immediately after that, and you said you saw it when he walked off the field that there was not good things going to happen for him.
Yeah, Rob, I think that, again, like I talked about on Sue's show, when I look at James Franklin's tenure at Penn State, I guess it's been very confusing, to say the least. I mean, when he arrived there in 2014, of course, the program, as we know, had gone through some very, very turbulent times towards the end of 2011 and into 2012. And James himself came from Vanderbilt with some baggage. There's, you know, some things that happened there. Anyway, when you take a job like that, it's like I talked about, whether it's college football, NFL, Major League Baseball, any sport for that matter, this is a performance-driven business. And over time, as James improve the program, and yeah, kids wanted to go to Penn State again instead of decommitting like we've seen over the past 24 hours or so. The standards become high, the expectations become high, and he only beat Ohio State once in 2016, and his record between Ohio State and Michigan was 4-17 his entire tenure there at Penn State. Along with that, James's personality rubbed people the wrong way. I mean, you've seen the videos when he lost to Ohio State last year, and he's confronting a fan that's heckling him instead of just heading straight off to the locker room. And I mean, again, what's the purpose in all that? Going into this year, obviously, with how close they came to beating Notre Dame last year for a spot in the national championship, ranked second in the country, but when you beat Nevada, FIU, Villanova, none of that impresses me whatsoever. And everybody expected the loss to Oregon. But like you talked about, Rob, to lose to winless UCLA, 25-point favorite all the way out in California, interim head coach. And it wasn't until that Monday that he accepted accountability for it. That's poor. And this past Saturday, you're at home against Northwestern, obviously a football program not as storied or rich as Penn State is. And again, they just looked flat. And when I saw him just sort of look around Beaver Stadium and just sort of taking it all in, and people were even talking about it on Twitter, they said, James Franklin is taking in the atmosphere of Beaver Stadium as if this might be his last game. And when I saw all the players walk off the field and basically have no emotion whatsoever, that to me told me that he's lost this locker room, that they're tired of his shtick. They're tired of the tweets, you know, like Northwestern, Northwestern, Northwestern. Like, that got old so fast. And I think it got old fast because, again, his personality is somewhat abrasive, but you didn't deliver when it mattered most. You couldn't beat Ohio State. You couldn't beat Michigan. You didn't deliver a national championship when a lot of people this year expected it to possibly happen, being ranked second going into the season behind Ohio State. And, I mean, when they beat Villanova September 20th, they were ranked third in the country. I have never seen a college football season spiral as quickly as it did, out of control. And when I look at all those factors, I think that this was the right move. I think that this was the right move because this season is spiraling out of control. You're not in the top 25 anymore. The beginning of November, you have to play Ohio State and Indiana. And I think as the year went on, I'm sure if they would have kept him, it would have been like, well, we've lost all these games. Well, I mean, it's going to get ugly. Ohio State and Indiana, what's his future going to be? I mean, he was already taking questions about that Saturday night. And hang on one second.
Yeah, and what we're going to see now, though, and we've seen it locally, I believe it was that Riverside recruit that right. Originally committed to Rutgers and then decommitted and then committed to Penn State, and now he has decommitted. But you are going to have lots of current players put themselves on the market, you know, for the opening portal to go. How many players that were recruited by James Franklin are going to flee the Penn State program? So you're not only looking at an incoming recruiting issue, you're going to look at a lot of players that are on that team now looking to go elsewhere because they were James Franklin's guys.
Yeah.
You know, if he lost them or not, you know, maybe, you know, depending on who they bring in, can salvage some of that. But you're talking now forget about the cost value of firing him and getting rid of him. But you're talking another 2 to 4 years, maybe 5 years of rebuilding this program?
Yeah. I mean, they pretty much had no choice. And Pete Thamel, he is from, let me see right here. Okay, so he's a college football senior writer for ESPN. And I saw this surface yesterday. Now, according to Pete Thamel, James Franklin had a very heated exchange with their athletic director, Pat Kraft, in front of the entire team and locker room after the Northwestern game on Saturday. And, I mean, this broke out and it said, if the story is true, this could be the worst thing to happen to the PSU locker room. You know, and
yeah, those things don't happen in front of players. No. And if it did, that was probably the nail in his coffin right there.
Yeah, I think that was definitely the nail in the coffin, like you said, Rob. And again, I mean, he was immediately taking questions Saturday night about his future. And I think, again, it's like a broken record. You hear it so many times. I need to get better. I need to take accountability for this. I need to take accountability for it. When in reality, it seemed like he was willing to do anything but that. So, I mean, I'm sure he'll land on his feet somewhere, whether it's another gig, whether it's on television. I mean, obviously, we know how much of a phenomenon college football is. But, yeah, and like you talked about, the other loser in this whole situation is Drew Aller. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of people going into the 2025 NFL draft were saying that he was a potential first-round pick. I mean, I didn't really see it myself. I figured, you know, maybe second round, third round, somewhere around there. Drew decided to stay for another year. Of course, you look at all the NIL money and whatnot, but think of that. He stayed for another year. He gets hurt at the two-minute warning against Northwestern on Saturday, and not only is he done for the season, but his his tenure at Penn State is over as well. So that really, really killed his draft stock going into 2026.
Yeah, and it was, you know, you see a story like that, that he was out for the remainder of the season with his injury, you know, for the rest of the season. You never want to see that, and especially for any young man playing a sport.
Right.
But like you said, you know, his entire future now is upended because, you
know, he's not going to be a first round pick next year.
Yeah. And he's going to have to prove to himself. And where is he going to have to do a year somewhere else to prove to himself that his ankle is better, that everything's good?
Well, I believe I'm going to have to check his eligibility. I think he might be done.
Yeah. And again, associate head coach and former Penn State wide receiver Terry Smith is the longest tenured staff member. He was named interim coach for the rest of the season. But Pat Kraft, the athletic director, emailed the Nittany Lion Letterman, those are former players, to inform them of the decision, and then put out a press release to the rest of the Penn State family saying, "We have made a change in the leadership of our football program, as Coach Franklin will no longer serve as the head football coach." Now, as far as I know, he has not made a statement since he's been fired, has he?
I haven't seen anything yet. I mean, I would imagine if he does, it would probably be maybe within a day or two or before the week is over, because, I mean, he was very, very committed to the program and to the players, and, you know, so... Again, I'm curious to see where he's going to land. But, yeah, Drew Aller has no more eligibility left in college football. I just looked it up now.
All right. And Coach Franklin, who was in his 12th season at Penn State, posted a 104-45 record. But he is 5-21 record against 10 top 10 opponents, including 8 consecutive losses to Ohio State.
1-5 versus top 5 opponents.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, not that he has to work with his buy with his contract, but, you know, does he end up somewhere and where? I mean, after you've kind of failed at this stage, where does it go from here? So that's again, I was shocked. There were so many false posts on social media about him being fired, him quitting, him taking a job somewhere else. When I first saw it, the post that he was in fact fired. It took me a while to dig into it to figure out it was real. I never thought that it would happen, even though I think it's deserved. But again, you're looking at a rebuilding of this program now over the next couple of years. Not only are recruits that were committed, high school players, recruits that were committed are decommitting, but I'm sure you're going to have a large portion of that locker room look to go elsewhere. And we'll see where the program ends up in that. It's 421 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 425. Let's go to the phone. We have Bill from Pittston. Bill.
Yes, I have to begin by saying what a great assessment Jake did of the Penn State situation. I've never met the guy personally. I've talked to him over the years. I wish the guy had his own sports show. I really do, because he is so knowledgeable. And if I'll tell you what, your interaction with him was great. But so there's a plug for Jake, and I just think he's great.
He's my sports guru. No doubt about that.
Well, put a plug in for him for me. Anyway, the thing is, I have a friend that's been teaching at Penn State for over 40 years. He's teaching part time, but he was never on board with the coach Franklin. He just said the guy really wasn't a part of the community. He didn't even live there full time. He made some excuses. They may have been viable, but I'm not certain. But he never and this was just a cohesive community. And as Jake said, it's going to take years to rebuild this program. And the money that they're losing because of him, all the other sport, everything's going to suffer because of his narcissism. And I'm a Notre Dame fan. But I've always liked Penn State, just being Pennsylvania. And with my buddy teaching there, I'd go to games with him. I don't know. He's really hurt the program.
Yeah. You talk about that cost value, and you said, you know, it's a different funding, their athletic association, but it will affect and could impact other sports, like you said, like you mentioned. You know, $40-something million simply to walk away is not small change. And it is. You know, we've already seen top recruits from our area decommit to Penn State today. I would assume that some of their current players will put into the portal to transfer to other universities because they don't know where they stand. Their coach is gone. All the coaches will probably get shuffled around. A new coaching staff comes in. Where do they stand? They bring in their own recruits. So it's really, you're talking 3 to 5 years to rebuild that program.
Yeah, at least. And it really is a tragedy, but they did the right thing, even though it cost them. But it makes you wonder how much it would have cost them to keep him on. And it's a business decision, surely. But I know a lot of fans, my one friend threw his Penn State flag out in the yard after the loss. I was stunned. He said, "I'm done with Franklin." So these diehard Penn Staters were just crushed by his ineptness.
Yeah, and I guess we'll see as we move forward how the community, that community you speak of, the Penn State community, how they deal with this moving forward, how they talk about it, how they remember him or want to forget him. So I guess we'll see that.
Well, you know, Bob Cordero has that Chester on and gives the assessment, and he's so right about, I mean, playing Pop Warner teams the first three games doesn't make you as sharp as a tack. I mean, you have to take a risk out there. And like they said, he plays – I've heard this from others. If he doesn't play to win, he plays not to lose. And you can't win like that if you're going to be a champion.
Yeah, it seems when anything was on the line, the poor decision-making did rise to the top. And that's why he was so poor against top 10 teams and top 5 teams.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to shut up now. Listen to the rest of your show. Thanks for doing a great job.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for checking in.
Yep. Go Jake.
All right. Yeah, Jake's my guy when it comes to anything sports, that's why I key him in. So, Jake, speaking of sports, you had this slap fest with Juju Smith-Schuster and mm-hmm. Brian Brock.
Branch.
Branch came up to him and slapped him. And a big melee ensued. Really no craziness. But, you know, they stiffed Mahomes for a handshake, and then went to that slap because he felt slighted by it. Now, this is a wide receiver cornerback type type thing that carried over to after the game.
Divas.
Yeah, but listen, football, especially professional football, doesn't need this. It was kind of bench clearing, but didn't get crazy. It was more just pulling everybody apart from each other.
Yeah, that's the thing, Rob. And, I mean, I'm a big fan of Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. Everybody knows how I feel when it comes to the Kansas City.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Chiefs, well, Juju Smith-Schuster, as a matter of fact, started his career in Pittsburgh. So everything that happened last night, and the thing is, like, it kind of had a feeling from the start that Kansas City was going to pull this game off. I mean, they were 2-3 going into this game. Detroit's 4-1. Obviously, all the hype is around Detroit. Everyone's wondering what the hell's wrong with Kansas City. Like, this was definitely a crucial victory for them. However, when I look at Brian Branch, when I look at the Detroit Lions, let's not forget, I mean, we're talking about college football. Now we're talking about the NFL. And a lot of kids. Yeah, again, college is one thing. NFL is another thing. But obviously there's a lot of kids that look up to a Brian Branch, that look up to a Juju Smith-Schuster. Obviously Patrick Mahomes. That's setting a bad message and a bad example. Yeah, you got your ass kicked yesterday. There was no other way around it. Kansas City was the better team last night. But at least handle it. I've said it before. Lose with class. Lose with class, because that just, it's not a good look for you. It's not a good look for the team. Dan Campbell, I don't blame him whatsoever. He said, I love Brian Branch, but what he did was absolutely inexcusable. And I want to apologize to Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. And I would imagine that Brian Branch definitely will be dealt with internally and externally. No doubt in my mind, the National Football League will fine him for what happened. And I wouldn't doubt that Dan Campbell himself, that there was going to be some sort of punishment down the line before their next game. So, I mean, it's a terrible move. Yeah, I cannot stand the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll be the first one to tell you. But the way that Detroit handled losing a game like that was absolutely unacceptable. No other way around it. I mean, it's, you see it all the time, like you talked about, wide receivers and corners. You know, you see it all the time that there's always the jawing, there's always the trash talking, there's always the back and forth. But yeah, like, not a good look, man.
Yeah, yeah. This was the highlight of all the football games of everything. How'd Steelers do? I left during the Steelers game. They were, I think it was 3-0
when I left. Yeah, the first half was brutal. Absolutely brutal to watch. I mean, it was just a field goal fest in itself. But they prevailed 23-9. I mean, you're playing the Cleveland Browns. Of course, you're pretty much expected to beat the Cleveland Browns. But they're 4-1 going into Thursday night against the Cincinnati Bengals on the road. I mean, I know Cincinnati, they've fallen to 2-4. Ever since they lost Joe Burrow. I know they just traded for Joe Flacco from the Cleveland Browns, for that matter. But those are the kind of games. I mean, those are the kind of games you can't take your opponent lightly. There's trap games all the time in the National Football League. We see it all the time. And so what I was going to say with the Steelers is, so they're 4-1. Bengals are 2-4. And the Ravens and the Browns obviously are train wrecks right now at 1-5. But the bottom line is, don't get complacent. You cannot get complacent in the National Football League, and especially on a short week like this, having to go to Cincinnati when obviously their season is hanging on by a thread right now. So, I mean, it's a good win, but again, yesterday was yesterday. Got to look ahead.
Yep, yep, indeed. My Navy midshipmen are 6-0, bowl eligible. So, we'll see. It's 4:33 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice in the Commonwealth in law enforcement. Today we have 7. Patrolman Sean Delbert Rager, Johnstown Police Department in Pennsylvania, in 2016 on this day, suffered a fatal heart attack shortly after completing an active shooter training with his Cambria County Specialized Emergency Response Team. Sergeant Morris J. Albany Jr., Upland Borough Police Department, in 1976, was shot and killed in a tavern at the intersection of 15th Street and Shaw Terrace during a robbery. Police Officer Frederick Hoffman Jr., Philadelphia Police Department in 1918, died of Spanish influenza after performing his duties and contracting it. We also have Police Officer Martin Clark of the Philadelphia Police Department in 1918 also contracted the Spanish influenza while in the performance of his duties. Assistant Chief of Police Anthony Maslowski, Exeter Borough Police Department in 1918. Assistant Chief and Chief of Police George Dorsky died after contracting the Spanish flu while working with the borough's health board and placarding homes of residents who had contracted the illness. Constable Michael McGinley Jr., Pennsylvania State Constable of Blair County, was killed while searching for two suspects wanted for a robbery. That was in 1915. And Constable Henry Unger, Pennsylvania State Constable, killed while attempting to break up a large disorderly crowd on election night. And those are our seven here in our area. Let me tell you about my friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. I've had this Mitsubishi Electric heat split air heat pump system now for a few weeks, and I've used both the heat function and the air conditioning function, and it's just makes life that much easier, and that's much more energy efficient. I wanted a family-run business from our area, and if you're dealing with Jim, Rob, Taylor, or Lauren over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, their name's on everything, and they treat you like their name's on everything because it is. They're not some big contractor. They're not a big corporation. It is Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite Contractors, trained premier comfort specialist, 24-7, 365-day-a-year service, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day, and powered by that family value and Mitsubishi quality. They had my unit installed in under 5 hours, showed us how to use it, and it's been in use since then. So if you have HVAC needs, comfort is their business. Check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. It's always good when I can bring on my good friend Matt Schlapp, chairman of CPAC. Matt, how are you doing, my friend?
Rob, great to be with you again.
Yeah, we're at great times here. At the last CPAC, I was just reminiscing, you hosted a lot of the families of these hostage victims. I stood next to them in the room where they were acknowledged. You had a great breakfast with the great one, Mark Levin, during CPAC. Tell us about the statement that CPAC has put out in regards to this monumental movement we've seen the last 48 hours.
Well, you know, I'm a little disquieted over the fact that there are some who seem to be, I don't know, confused over this basic question. And I don't think there should be any confusion. I mean, this was an unprovoked attack on Israel on October 7th, and Hamas took these hostages. And, this is a clear, morally depraved action from Hamas. And so I think this is a moment of reflection that this went on for too long, and these types of attacks just can't happen. I think those would be pretty easy statements to make. Maybe it gets more nuanced when we get into this question about how would you really ever get to Mideast peace. But Rob, I have to say also, when it comes to the question of Mideast peace, I don't really love the phrase. I don't know if it's ever going to be attainable. I mean, I've read the Bible. I mean, it seems like this thing will go on forever. The question is, how do we have less bloodshed? How do we make sure that we stand firm by basic questions like democracy and human rights? And I think Donald Trump, who was accused of being a fascist, who didn't care about anyone's rights, has become the great peacemaker.
Yeah, a lot of people said this couldn't be done. The last administration said it couldn't be done. But here we are watching it being done before our very eyes. And you said 737 days being held captive, hostage. And, to see these reunifications that have been going on for the past 24 hours is just incredible.
Well, I will say, with my CPAC hat on, I feel incredibly proud that, we've been highlighting these families throughout this entire period of time at all of our events. It was very meaningful to have them be at our last major CPAC event. We had a freed hostage. I was able to interview him on our stage at our CPAC Latino event that we had down in Miami. And, one of the things this hostage told me, which was amazing, is that they found out from their Hamas captors when Donald Trump won the presidency, and they were overjoyed and thankful to God that Donald Trump won. They knew that was their only shot at getting released was a Trump win. And I think it's really, really meaningful for us to reflect on that. You're a hostage. You're in a tunnel in Gaza. You find out Trump wins, and you start to feel hope.
That's just incredible, incredible story, straight from the mouth of a hostage. And where the former administration wanted to restrain Israel, this peace through strength we've seen under the Trump administration showing that your demise is on the horizon if you don't start coming to the table and releasing these hostages. You know, how important is that peace through strength that the Trump administration has shown over the past 7-8 months?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Ronald Reagan is the one who came up with this policy. And, you know, he wasn't the first person to have the idea, but the idea is we need people to fear our military so we don't have to use it. But also, if we're perceived as strong, both economically and militarily, people won't take us on. And that's what happened when Ronald Reagan was president. It became out of fashion, and the term wasn't used. And then it took Donald Trump to kind of, you know, reimagine what that meant in the modern context. And so Reagan and Trump have this in common, which is they inherited a ridiculous world that was made worse by their Democratic predecessor, and America was in a very unsafe place. And so they had this audacious idea that, like, we got to get security back for our country. And I think not only with the release of the hostages, but with the other peace deals, the other hostages that have been released all over the globe, people really fear America. They don't fear America because we're autocratic and militaristic. They fear America because they know we have the morally right argument behind us. We have truth behind us, and we're not afraid to mix it up if they continue to terrorize people.
Again, we're speaking to Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of CPAC. I know you have some other interviews you got to do, Matt. I appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Anytime, Rob. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you. It is 4:51 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 4:53 on this Monday, October 13th. Let me go to the phone now. We have Joe from Berwick. Joe, how are you doing?
Oh, hey, I'm doing well, Rob. I'm listening to you while working. And happy Columbo Day. I know you saw the teleprompter. That's the reason why I called. But since I know you have such a great audience, I just want to put something out there, if you don't mind me. The job I'm doing is drywall. And I've learned most things in my life by doing, or what my dad taught me. And as I've gotten older here, Rob, I found out there's an easier way sometimes to learn things, and that's by asking instead of making mistakes. So I'll just put out there to your great audience, if you don't mind, two quick questions. I've been told that my drywall results will do better if my final coat of joint of the spackling is diluted with water and give me a thinner finish coat. That's what I've been told. So I'd like to put that out. And can I do an outside corner with joint paper? So I'll just put that out there, and we'll let's see what your audience gets you. Now, the other thing now, the thing I called about, Columbus Day. Why are we celebrating Columbus Day? Well, there's so much ignorance out there. To begin with, Columbus set sail not because he wanted to find a new world to dominate and exploit for Europeans. Columbus set sail because 40 years prior to his voyage, the Muslims had won their very long-standing battle with Christians over the Holy Land, and they captured Constantinople. Now, what that meant was they had exclusive access now to the spice trade from the east, and Europe would have to severely compromise its standard and quality of life with the Muslims having control over this and controlling the spices, and they had to come up with a solution. Columbus said, let me sail west and I'll find an alternate way to China. That's how it happened. Now, listen, I got no problem with the fact that individuals within communities want to say, could we view history besides an exclusive Western lens? There's no problem with that idea at all in my mind. But to demonize this man to the point where we don't even teach history anymore, and to act like, oh well, we would have been different than those Europeans. No, you wouldn't have. Okay, people are people regardless of what age you're living in. They knew what they knew, and that's what they reacted upon. They were ignorant of many things, and they were ignorant of the world of the Americas that they didn't even know they existed. So they acted upon what they knew, and they're no different than people today. So I just the demonization of this man needs to stop. There is a reason why he did what he did, and it had nothing to do with wanting to dominate and exploit an entire different culture. That's just total falsehood.
Well, not only are you getting your drywall recommendations, but we're getting a history lesson as well.
All right. So, I'm going to hang up and listen to you. And if anybody responds, you don't mind putting it on the air, I'll be listening.
I know that thinning out your top coat is the way to go. As far as the outer corners, okay. I couldn't tell you that, but we'll see what they have to say.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Joe. Computers acting up today. Maybe all those updates we had to do. This $1.2 million downtown Wilkes-Barre apartment project is likely to be delayed another month. The unresolved zoning issue likely will delay a $1.2 million apartment building project. The 29-unit apartment building in what's been known as the Phoenix Building, the former office building at 1622 East Union Street in Wilkes-Barre. The building owners who reside in Center Valley along with the Allentown-based building managers appeared before the city zoning hearing board last month to request a special exemption to the zoning code for that purpose, as well as a variance allowing them to lease the required minimum 58 parking spaces for tenants at a City Parking Authority garage at North Main Street. He said the letter of approval from the Parking Authority to lease up to 58 spaces at North Main Garage. Zoning board members Leon Schuster had told Falcone zoning code states that applicants must provide written documentation that require a number of parking spaces shall be retained upon such other lot throughout the life of the principal, which is the apartment building serves. In other words, the board needs documentation showing that the parking spaces would be available for building tenants as long as the building operated as an apartment building. So it looks like these 29 apartments will take a little longer as the zoning board in Wilkes-Barre looks at it. There are also a bunch of other hearing board agendas for this Wednesday as well that they'll be meeting on. It's interesting because I was talking to builders and developers for our area, and they were talking about how much easier and how much more places like Bethlehem, Allentown, places very similar to us here are advancing because they're much more investor friendly as far as people who want to open up places, want to build, want to have shops. It's a shame that our reputation here in our area, the Scranton Wilkes-Barre area, Pittston was even brought up as a great opportunity for areas, but our area not so much. 5 o'clock here at WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.